The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want to share a story with you this morning about St. Teresa of Calcutta, or Mother Teresa. One day, she came across a man who was close to dying. He was lying in the gutter near her convent in Calcutta. He was filthy, unkempt, covered with little more than a rag, with flies swarming around his body. Immediately upon seeing him, Mother Teresa runs to him, embraces him, speaks softly to him, and begins to pick the maggots out of his skin. A man was walking by and saw this, and he was shocked at what he was seeing. And so he commented, "I wouldn't do that for $1 million. Mother Teresa immediately replied, "Neither would I." Christ gave us the two greatest commandments: love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And it's important that we live by this rule, these rules. But there's a problem in our world today, which is endemic really to all of us, but especially among the youth. Too often, if we follow these commands, we focus on love of God and love of neighbor, but then we neglect the third implied part, which is just as important. We have to love our neighbor as ourselves. And oftentimes, it's a struggle to recognize our own worth and value, the dignity of who we are as a person, as children of God. We can't love God, we cannot cherish and see the dignity of our neighbor if we've never learned to do the same for ourselves. How can we love anyone or anything properly if we don't recognize that God has loved us, if we don't recognize our own worth? Mother Teresa remarked that the greatest disease in the West today is not tuberculosis, leprosy, or even AIDS. It is being unwanted, uncared for, unloved. One way in which we can start to fix this is given to us in the gospel today. While Christ had originally given us the commandment to love God and love neighbor, today he's modified it, improved upon it, sanctified it. Love one another as I have loved you. God no longer expects us simply to love with human love, but to love him, our neighbor, and ourselves with the same type of love with which he loves us. Before, the commandment was a simple sort of thing, the golden rule, effectively. Just treat others how you want to be treated. Simple. But the sort of love that God asks of us now is so much more. This new kind of love is sacrificial, selfless, self-giving, unconditional. It's the same way that God loves us. We have to see God in our neighbor, in our siblings, in our children, our parents, our friends, even the jerk who cuts you off on the freeway, everyone. But we also have to see God in ourselves. The easiest way to start loving in this way is to start noticing, recognizing the good in the person you need to love. You're angry with your mother? Okay. But can you see how tirelessly she gets up in the morning to get ready for work on time, to get you to school on time? Can you see how your father works hard to make sure there's enough food on the table? Can you see how, though your neighbor might be annoying, he takes out the trash for the elderly couple across the street who can't do it on their own? We have to find the good. And you, yourself, can you see how hard you've tried in all your efforts? Can you see that God really has blessed you with good things throughout the entirety of your life? The day today is a beautiful day. Can you see the beauty in the blueness of the sky? That's God's gift to us. Can you see the beauty in the flowers? Can you smell the beauty of the flowers? This goodness is God's gift to us. He blesses us constantly throughout our lives with these little things, these little blessings. Can we recognize them? Can we recognize through these things that God is showing us his love? We have to look for the good in others and in ourselves and in our surroundings. It's all too human to focus on the negative and be overwhelmed by it. We have to fight against this temptation. There are good things in everyone, and we'll find them if we look for them. My brothers and sisters, when we begin to notice and recognize the good things in people, that's when we begin to notice and recognize God in them and love them in the same way that God does. And since I started with Mother Teresa, I want to end with her too. In one of her diaries, she wrote, "Jesus said, 'Love one another as I have loved you.' And we must grow in love. And to do this, we must go on loving and loving and giving until it hurts, just the way that Jesus did. We must do ordinary things with extraordinary love."